So tell us about your status. We understand that you didn't practice today. Do you think you'll be good for Sunday?
Yeah. I just, the thigh root or whatever, but they just sent me out today, but I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
Stevie, this is a people have called this a much maligned New England secondary, for lack of a better term. What stands out for you about this group of New England defensive backs?
They make plays when they need to, you know, for the most part. You know, they win games. You know, the offense, we all know about the offense, but it still takes the defense to make plays, to, you know, hold opponents off, and they've done that. You know, I can't say that they're the greatest, you know what I mean, but when it's time to play, they definitely step up and play defense when needed. So they're a good bunch.
Have you had any one-on-one interaction or battles with Aqib Talib at all?
No, never. I've never played against him. I haven't played against him in my career.
How surprised were you then, though, Steve, when you heard the news that they had acquired him at the trade deadline?
I wasn't surprised. You know what I mean? The Patriots, they've been doing things to stay on top of the division and keep their team, in a good position. So it was more of a, you know, they're doing what they're supposed to get their team better, and more power to them. You know, this is another opponent, another player that I have to study when it comes down to it.
Steve, seems like the last three or four games with the Patriots and the Bills have been kind of wild games where you had some wild swings, and we saw that in the first game where you were up 21-7 and yet they came back to win the game. What was the talk about in the locker room amongst you guys after that loss?
It was pretty well. See, it happened like that the game before, which was the year before, the last game of the season when we was up. And you know, the New England came back, so it was just like it was just more of a you guys got to finish. If you don't finish, this is what happens. And it's been proven for I believe three straight games now. You know, so that's pretty much what we need to do. We need to finish games and maybe we'll win these games that we've been going at 21-7, 21-0. You know, and who knows what happens if we were to finish these games out.
Is the underlying message no lead is safe against the Patriots?
That's with any team against the more against with us more against the New England Patriots, but in this league, that pretty much goes with any team, but you know more so with this New England group with Tom Brady at the helm of the offense.
How much fun do you have watching C.J. Spiller run the ball?
It's amazing to see the speed, man. I wish I was as fast as that dude. You know, I'm happy to have him on my team. We all seen it in college, you know, and now it's starting to, you know, really happen. You know, his whole game, overall game, is showing now, and I'm just glad to have him on my team.
Other than his obvious physical talents, what makes him a special back?
Other than his physical talent, I would say the way he worked at practice. You know, it's obvious to say, oh, he's a guy. This guy, he works hard or whatever. But just to say something different. He's humble. You know, he's very humble, and through the success and everything, he's maintained his humble. You know, he's a good dude overall. He don't brag about anything. He just put his head down and worked.
Stevie, do you have anything planned like you did a couple years ago with the musket here in New England?
Oh, that wasn't even planned. That happened in the middle of the game. You guys, the Patriots, they scored, and the musket went off, and it scared me on the sideline. So I was like, okay, I got something for them. But this year, no, I just want to get in the end zone and keep my team ahead. That's pretty much it. And whatever happens is going to happen. I don't have anything planned, though.
Yeah, so your musket days are behind you, Stevie, officially. We can say that's over with?
All those gun days are done with Stevie Johnson.
Did you happen to see Gronkowski's celebration in London a couple weeks ago by any chance?
No, I missed. I was on a plane. I didn't see. He didn't do the spike.
Well, he did the spike, but he did it after pretending he was a Buckingham Palace guard. Yeah, so, you know, I figure who else...
I like that blue Gronkowski, man. He's good.
I figure who better to ask about a celebration. You know, those are two of the best I've seen, you know, yours and his.
Yeah, for sure. And it was well worth doing, being in London, you know?
There you go. I mean, sort of joking, but sort of serious. I mean, do you like that part of the game, the idea of celebrations after touchdowns, the fun, or is it sort of, you know, something that you can't really do because of the repercussions a lot of times?
You see, like, the way I feel about it is, I don't think at all is to bring attention to self. I think it's just a, I guess like, you know, we put in this work from Monday all the way to Sunday, and you know how hard it is to get in the end zone, man, and just to get there, it's like, man, you know I did it, you know what I'm saying? So it's just want to celebrate a little bit. I think it should be legal to celebrate, or at least with your teammates, you know what I mean? You put in a lot of work throughout the week to get in the end zone, and when you get there, it's like you can't even, you know, do anything. So, I mean, we understand a certain thing that you can't. I know I've done some things that you shouldn't be able to do, but, you know, for the most part, if it's a simple celebration, you know, I think that should be good with any team.
Just curious, coming off of that game against the Texans, who do you think is better, the Patriots or the Texans?
I'm gonna have to just say the Patriots, because you know, the first quarter of that game, I was feeling pretty good about it. Just my perspective, I was feeling pretty good about it. But then you know, I ended up getting this thigh injury, and it was like I really couldn't do too much. And I played the game against the Patriots with pretty much no injury, and you know, they still put a whooping on it. So I'm just gonna give a nod to the New England Patriots.